costs up, visitors down and rain, lots of rain. Research from Folgia Ireland has shown that the crucial summer season for tourism has been a disappointment, with 53% of industry providers reporting fewer customers this summer than last. Visitor volumes are down in all markets in all regions of Ireland, with respondents citing disposable income and bad weather as factors. We can talk now to Paul Kelly, CEO of Folgia Ireland. Paul Kelly, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Justin.
A difficult summer for tourism industry providers. Which sectors were the worst affected?
Yeah, it was it was certainly kind of a more disappointing summer than I think most of the industry had been hoping for. Overall, I suppose important to kind of say that, you know, volume across the sector seems to have been flat is the best way of putting it in terms of volume. We have had more at a national level. We have had more overseas visitors. Unfortunately, they haven't been staying as long as they have. And the net effect of that has been that the overseas visitor volume in terms of overseas nights that were spent in Ireland are broadly flat. Now, we have had some, luckily, we've had some capacity expansion in the industry. You know, we have had some, you know, more hotels and other accommodation coming on stream. So at an individual business level, that is, people are seeing that their businesses is down. We have 53% of businesses reporting that their volume is less, but really importantly, 64% reporting that their profitability is less. And while revenue has grown, costs have certainly grown at a faster rate. And that's the core issue that all businesses are reporting to us, is that the rising costs is their biggest issue, bigger than the volume. So they're finding it really hard, even when they can get the revenue, for that to flow into the bottom line because of the level of cost inflation in their input costs.
And rising costs have resulted in some providers putting up their prices. Are they shooting themselves in the foot? Are prices too high? And is that the reason why visitors here are coming here are not staying as long, because it's simply too expensive?
No, certainly our research is, prices have certainly gone up, but they've gone up everywhere in the world. I think anyone who's taken a foreign holiday will see that themselves, that prices have risen in tourism and hospitality businesses, as they have in many sectors right around the world. So, and we're not picking up any deterioration in our value for money ratings, both either from domestic visitors or from international visitors in any of our research. So, you know, in terms of now we are obviously being helped. The US market is really strong, and is, to be honest, is probably the saving grace for the Irish tourism industry this summer. We've seen a really strong US market. And, you know, in terms of the euro to dollar exchange rate is a big help there. And also there's been significant inflation in tourism and hospitality in the US. So US visitors are seeing very good value for money relative to what they pay at home when they come here. So, you know, I wouldn't say the pricing is an issue. Our markets we're down in are from overseas are from GB and Germany and some other mainland Europe markets. And they're more to do with the economic factors in those home markets than anything to do with pricing here in Ireland.
Do you want the government to reintroduce the 9% VAT rate for the tourism sector?
Well, look, I mean, the VAT rate is a matter for government. It's a matter for the Minister for Finance to balance all of the different demands that are on him. Obviously, everyone in tourism would like to see the VAT rate as low as possible for tourism.
Have you made any representations, though, to the Minister as the body which is responsible for tourism? Have you asked the Minister to cut the VAT rate back to the 9%?
No, we haven't. It's not really our position to do that, you know, in terms of we are a state agency. The industry have made it very clear their position on the VAT rate. We completely understand, that. And as we say, as a tourism body, of course, we would like to see the tourism VAT rate as low as it can be afforded to be. That facilitates a better growth in the sector. So we'd certainly like to see it as low as it can be, but it's not a matter for us. That is a matter for the Minister to decide, Minister of Finance to decide and balance all of the competing agendas. Okay. But I don't think there's any doubt about the views of the tourism industry on their cause, and particularly the food service industry and the pressures they're under and their cause for the uh, for, further the reduction in the VAT rate.
Bad weather was cited by 51% of your respondents as a factor in the poor summer they have had. We've always had bad weather, though, haven't we? I mean, that can't be anything new.
I think we have had two particularly bad, unpredictable summers in terms of weather, both last year and this year. This year, I think even more so. I think when when we look at the weather stats, we've had more rainy days, etc. This year, and particularly, I suppose, for that domestic market who make their decisions, very late on. If the weather's good, I'll go away for the weekend. If it's not, I won't. So that has certainly had an influence on that late booking domestic market. I think also, particularly because we had bad weather, particularly early in the summer, a lot of people, decided that they were going to take some spend more of their holiday time abroad than in Ireland. And certainly when we look at the mix of inbound to outbound passengers, pre-COVID, that was always about 50-50 in terms of the number of passengers on planes, 50% inbound on holidays, 50% outbound. That's moved to closer to 60-40 now, where 60% of the capacity is going out of the country. So we're certainly seeing an increase in Irish residents taking holidays abroad. And we absolutely, from the feedback we've seen, it does seem to be that the weather, and particularly the weather at the beginning of the summer, was a factor in people making those decisions.
All right, Paul Kelly, CEO of Folcher Ireland, thank you very much indeed for speaking with us on the News at One.